This is a rebroadcast of Migrant Matters. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
I'm on the phone here with two Filipino Toronto-based artists. Their names are Althea Balmez and Joe Samalaya Alcampo. And they are in the process of creating a community comic book in collaboration with Filipino migrant workers who are working under the Living Caregiver Program. And this comic book is being, they're calling it Kwentong Bayan, Labor of Love. Hi, Althea and Joe.
Okay.
Hi.
I want to start off asking you both, what does Kwentong Bayan mean? And also, in general, what has brought you to take on this project together?
Well, in the Filipino language, Kwentong Bayan, we're taking it as a literal translation of community stories. And the focus of our comic book, which is in collaboration with Filipino migrant workers and the Live-In Caregiver Program, are real-life stories of community, friendship, love and struggle, and women's empowerment. So these are stories that you don't usually see in the media or will read in academic papers or research studies. There have been a lot of coverage of the LCP, or the Live-In Caregiver Program, focusing on the abuses and exploitive nature of being forced to live in with your employer and be a temporary worker. And so there's a lot of that. And we are trying to acknowledge that, of course, because we believe in social change, but also we're trying to focus on the stories that you don't see, which are how the caregivers here in Toronto find a way through those difficulties. And that's what we're focusing on in Kwentong Bayan, Labor of Love.
Mm-hmm.
We also found another translation of Kwentong Bayan. Maybe your listeners have heard of different ones. They can always let us know. But Althea, do you want to tell us about the alternate definitions that we heard?
Sure. There's like different definitions. And one, the other one that I heard was talking to another Filipina. And when we asked her what it means, she said it's kind of like when people come together like in a corner and kind of gossip about their life and catching up with what's going on. That's what it means. So kind of like that atmosphere of just like updating each other. There's different versions or different definitions of it.
There may be some folks out there who don't know what the LCP is. Can you both briefly talk a little bit about it?
Sure. The Live-In Caregiver Program is federally funded by the Government of Canada through two programs, HR, Human Resources and Skills Development Canada, and that does the labor part, and then the immigration part is CIC, Canadian Immigration Canada. And the program is a way to hire workers for jobs here that Canadians don't want to do because of the long hours and the live-in requirement and in a lot of times a low pay. Basically, live-in caregivers are under a temporary foreign worker program. They come to Canada to provide specialized care to children, elderly people, people with disabilities. In order to complete the Live-In Caregiver Program and be eligible to apply for an open work permit, which allows you to work outside of your private employer's home and also apply for permanent residency in Canada, you have up to 4 years from your date that you arrive in Canada to complete 24 months of full-time employment.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very problematic program. There's been a lot of documented systemic abuse. Live-in caregivers are extremely vulnerable to exploitation because of their temporary status. Basically, their status in Canada is tied to their employer. So if you lose your employer, you're fired, you lose not only your home, because you're required to live in with your employer, but you lose your status in Canada. Mm-hmm. And that is that's been the contested aspect of the LCP that most advocacy groups have advocated for change for the past 30 years, is to get rid of the live-in requirement and also get rid of the temporary status, allow allow workers to come as landed immigrants, like other valued workers here in Canada.
In the creating of this comic book, how are the caregivers involved, the people working under the LCP?
In the beginning of our project, we were actually attending this workshop through an organization called the Caregiver Connections Education and Social Organization?
Support.
Yeah, organization. Support organization.
Yeah.
This organization is created by women who are still in the caregiver program. And some of the workshops that they do are advocacy and training and all these different things that help caregivers. So as artists, we ended up kind of doing our research or field work, attending these workshops and learning about the issues that they have to deal with in their everyday job, and also what rights and things that they are missing. And it's through these workshops that they find out what it is and how to support themselves. So the way that we kind of collaborate with the caregivers is that we talk with them so that they share their experiences, their stories, and then they kind of tell us what it is that, what their everyday experiences are and things that happen outside of their job that allows them to create a support system. That's one of the ways that we are able to collaborate with them. They tell their stories, and then we just write it down and draw it.
How many caregivers have contributed stories to this process? I guess at this point, there'll be plenty more people contributing stories?
It's hard to say an exact number that have been participating in this advocacy and leadership program. With about 25 people, and then we also do different visits to different community groups. We did a session with the Thornhill Live-In Caregiver group, and then also we went to International Women's Day. We met, like, I feel like every live-in caregiver advocacy group here in Toronto, and the representative of hundreds of folks volunteer time. So it's hard to say. It's a community, and I think a community is fluid. People come and be part of the community when they need it, and then sometimes step away, and then they come back. So hard to give an exact number, but we've talked to a lot of people, but we're just at the beginning stage. We began officially in December 2012 when we started formulating our ideas. We've been participating in this advocacy leadership program since January. We're finishing up in June. This project we're devoting a year and a half to in order to create a relationship with the community and understand how to listen to stories and how the caregivers wish to be represented in the story. So our comic book is a work in progress. We just did an event for the Mayworks Festival where we shared some of our first comic book sketches. Some of the women we've been working with presented their Kwantung Bayan community stories. And so it's an ongoing process. We are open to speaking to anyone who is connected to the LCP, whether directly or indirectly. So thanks for inviting us on your show, because we're trying to reach as many folks as possible.
You mentioned that there's a lot of advocacy groups that you both have met up with to be able to learn more stories from people working under the LCP. What kind of advocacy work is going on in Toronto, the GTA area? I assume that's where you're doing most of the collecting of stories?
Some of the advocacy, there's actually one group that we've kind of been keeping in touch with, but we still have to meet. But they've expressed interest, and they're called the Caregiver Action Center. So they do kind of similar work as FESO, where a lot of their workshops are on helping like caregivers with their legal work, and also through tax workshops and all that stuff. And there's also one study that's going on with Gabriela in collaboration with Ryerson University and York University. It's called The Gates. And they're also doing some work on education and kind of figuring out what are missing in the studies. And that's also in collaboration with caregivers. So those are the ones that we, or at least I know of, but I'm sure there are other ones.
Mm-hmm.
We've also just started discussion. It's still not fully developed yet, but there's this group, PEPSO, Poverty and Employment Precarity in Southern Ontario. It's a research alliance of academics, researchers, community workers, and they've approached us as cultural workers, as comic book artists, to talk about our cultural response to the LCP as precarious employment. So that's a beginning discussion that we're having with folks involved in that project here in Toronto.
Mm. Joe, you mentioned that the comic book will be released in the fall, did you say, next year?
So we're taking a year and a half, so this comic book will be finished by May 2014. And then we hope to publish by 2014. So, but the project, the writing and illustrating and working in collaboration with the community part will be completed by spring 2014. And then hopefully we'll have a comic book by the end of the year for people to look at. So we'll figure out the publication part later on.
Just with learning more about the process for making comics, who did you approach to collaborate with to produce the comic?
This is an independent, community-led and community-funded comic book project.
Okay.
So Ate and I are illustrating and writing team. You know, we have some experience transferable from other projects, but this is our first time creating a comic book. We're doing it for the first time, and then we do have support from the Graphic History Collective, so we've been selected as one of the 20 artists to be mentored by the Graphic History Collective to create a short mini-comic, which will be released in the fall of this year. So that's maybe what you're thinking about, September 2013,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, the Graphic History Collective, they produced this comic book called May Day. It's a graphic history of protest, and it's basically the historical account of May Day in Canada, or the Labor Rights Movement Day, which is usually celebrated on May 1st. Internationally. So they selected 20 comic book projects to explore radical graphic histories in their own communities. So they chose us to illustrate and write a 10-page mini comic, and we've decided to focus on the history of the Live-In Caregiver program and the impact on the lives of Filipina caregivers of our own community. The majority of caregivers here in Toronto are of Philippine background. And then, like Althea said, we are really open to talking with as many groups in our diverse community as possible to help us fill in the LCP timeline. That's what we're calling it. So it's a timeline from, you know, it could be from the early 70s we're starting at in the Philippines. What it was like before is a very different economy, very different political situation to what it is now. And we're shifting from the Philippines, from Canada, Toronto specifically, but all around. A lot of caregivers have been in Hong Kong, have been in the Middle East, all over the world.
That's great. And how about you guys both share your contacts? Because if there's anyone who's listening in who could help fill in the LCP timeline.
Definitely. So you can reach us at lcpcomicbook@gmail.com or check us out on the web at www.lcpcomicbook.com, and you'll see a link to our Facebook page, Wen Feng Bai on Labor of Love. You can also fill out an anonymous email form on our website if you want to tell your story. We do, when we formally interview people, though, we go through an ethical review process, make sure that we're comfortable with the questions and that just some guidelines around that process. So we're willing to accept informal stories, but if we sit down, we'd like to actually build a relationship and so people understand where we're coming from and we understand where they're coming from before we do any more in-depth sharing, because these stories are very personal and they can bring up a lot of emotions and memories and difficult things. So we want to be responsible as possible to when we're listening. We want to listen consciously and be empathetic, but also be responsible.
Very good. Is there anything else you'd like to share?
Add us on Facebook and check our website. We really encourage people to get in touch with us and share their experiences. Like, you don't even have to be in the caregiver, but I'm sure some people have had other people who were part of the caregiver, but their lives have been affected by the program. Our comic book is a very holistic approach to the subject, and we're always trying to find different perspectives and share that perspective with others. Yeah, keep in touch. Get in touch with us. Check us out. And I hope you like the project.
Yeah, we just did a MayWorks presentation at the AGO, and you can see some of the documentation on our website, photography. We have some videos we're going to add as well. And we're also a fun group of artists, so we like to have fun as well, which is what we're learning from the caregivers. There needs to be an understanding of the very serious issues. There needs to be a commitment to advocacy, but there needs to be time for self-care and fun and community building. So one of the things Althea illustrated for Mother's Day was a Mother's Day card where you see some fun mom dances, and also things you can practice at Filipino parties when you see us, when we meet caregivers in the community. So come check us out. And, like Althea said, we're also open to speaking to maybe children of caregivers who are being reunited with their families, maybe extended family who are, affected by the Live-In Caregiver Program. And who knows, maybe some employers, too, would be interested in hearing from what their perspective is on this process. So we're open. We're artists, so we're open. Our job is to listen and reflect and then create work that hopefully has some meaning that we give back to the community.
Okay, and if you'd like to contact Althea or Joe again, their email contact is lcpcomicbook@gmail.com, and their website is www.lcpcomicbook.com. Thank you both so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
Yeah, no problem.
Thanks for your interest, Mary Carol.